This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, happy Halloween, Will.
Happy Halloween, Leanne.
A lot of people were confused about the challenge. I think it was about the homophone anagram. We got a lot of anagrams, but not so many homophones. Would you repeat it, please?
Yes, I said, name the capital of a country. Rearrange the letters to spell a word that sounds the same as the name of another country. What capital and country are these?
And what's the answer?
Well, the answer is Seoul, S-E-O-U-L, the capital of South Korea. You can rearrange those letters to spell Laos, L-O-U-S-E, which sounds like Laos, the country.
Well, this one was tough. We received just 824 entries, but out of those entries, our randomly selected winner is Victoria Shaw from Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. Congratulations.
Thank you, Leanne.
What do you do in Wauwatosa?
I am a substitute teacher, and on my free time, I do trivia, and I perform at Comedy Sports as an amateur.
I understand that you actually are going to be performing later today.
Yes, I am.
Oh, boy. How long did it take you to solve this challenge?
Actually, I was in the car with my husband. We listen to NPR whenever we're on a fairly long road trip, and I heard it, and I was sitting there for about 15 minutes, and I went, wait a minute, I got it.
All right. How long have you been playing?
This is actually my first time submitting an answer.
Ah, one of those, huh? All right, beginner's luck. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I sure am.
All right, Will, please meet Victoria. Let's play.
All right, Victoria and Leanne. Today I've brought a Halloween-related game of categories using the word ghost. And you know the rules. I'll give you some categories. For each one, name something in it, starting with each of the letters G-H-O-S-T. For example, if the category were girls' names, you might say Greta, Hilda, Olive, Sue, and Trish.
Okay,
category number one is musical instruments.
Guitar, harp, oboe, sousaphone, and trumpet.
Woo,
that was fantastic. Good job. Category number two is fruits.
Oh, guava?
Yes.
What is that fruit that starts with H?
I'll move on to O.
Yeah.
Oh, either. Orange.
Orange is easy, yes.
A strawberry and
yes.
Tomato?
Yeah.
And what about an H?
What about an H?
There's a kind of berry.
Holly.
Yeah, you don't eat. I don't know.
You can't. Doesn't count. Don't eat it. Doesn't count.
Huckleberry.
Very good.
Also, honeydew would have done.
Right.
How about common names for newspapers like Press or Chronicle?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
How about Times for Time?
Times is good for T, yes.
Sentinel for S?
Mm-hmm. Sentinel, good.
Let's see.
There's a big one in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Observer.
Observer, yes.
Observer.
As in the Charlotte Observer, right? Okay, G and H.
Oh, Herald for H.
Mm-hmm. Herald, and its bigger competitor?
Globe.
You got it.
The Globe. Gazette would have worked as well. How about cities hosting the Olympics, either summer or winter?
Ooh, okay. Mm. Let's see if I can think of any of them.
Salt Lake City.
Torino?
Salt Lake City. And
Torino?
That's good.
Very good.
Torino, good. So G-H and O.
G-H and O.
Hmm. How about the 1952 Winter Olympics for the O, and it's in Scandinavia?
Oslo.
Oslo
has
is it?
Has to be.
There's a 1968 Winter Olympics.
Not Geneva.
No.
No, not Geneva.
Oh, gosh. Oh. I should know this.
This is tough.
All right, I'll tell you that one. It's Grenoble.
Grenoble. Of course, Grenoble.
All right, and for H, it's the 1952 Summer Olympics. Also in Scandinavia.
Helsinki?
Yeah.
Helsinki is it, yes.
Whew.
And here's your last category, things seen in a car's interior.
Okay, well, there would be the odometer for O.
Good.
Seatbelt for S.
Yes, uh-huh.
Turn signal.
Good.
Let's see, H, the headlight.
Headlight, horn or headrest, yes, and just a G left.
And G, a gear shift.
Yeah.
Gear shift, glove compartment, gas pedal, and grass cage. Good job.
Nice work, Victoria. Well, we have two people to tell you what you'll get for playing our puzzle today. They just published a children's book about the life of Jimi Hendrix. It's called Jimmy Sounds Like a Rainbow. And here's illustrator Javaka Steptoe and author Gary Golio.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book series Will Shorts Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press.
One of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles.
A whole trick-or-treat bag full of stuff. What do you think, Victoria?
Yeah, that's a great trick-or-treat.
You bet.
I love it.
You bet. What member station do you listen to before we let you go?
I'm a member of WUWM, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Magic word member, Victoria Shaw of Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. Thanks so much. You're a great guest playing Puzzle
Thank
today.
You so much, Leanne.
All right. Will, Puzzle Challenge for the coming week.
Yes, it comes from listener Michael Arkillian of Sacramento. Name a creature in six letters. Move the first three letters to the end and read the result backward to name another creature. And here's a help. If you break either six-letter word in half, each pair of three letters will themselves spell a word. So again, a creature in six letters. Move the first three letters to the end, read the result backward to name another creature. And if you break either six-letter word in half, each pair of three letters will themselves spell a word. What creatures are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is next Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, because, you know, we'll call you if you're the winner. You'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. And Will should let everybody know that Lynn Neary is going to be sitting in this chair next week because I am going to Las Vegas. It's for work purposes, not just the entertainment. Well, maybe I'll be doing a little bit of both. We'll give you an update on the show anyway. But for now, again, happy Halloween. Thanks, Will.
Happy Halloween, Leah.
What a haul this year. I love Halloween.